Hello, 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 my little beans. Today I will be talking about the inauguration, I think that's how you say it, I don't know, of Joe Biden and all that stuff. Which, in all honesty, is the first election in a while that I've been happy about, in all honesty. Okay, so as we already know, Trump is no longer the president, which honestly, thank God, I cannot stand one more year of him. And this is all my opinion, please do not kill me over this. And what I'm only hoping for is that Joe Biden actually does what he promised to do and to not back down. And even though most of the time presidents don't do everything that they promised, so like, I won't be expecting too much in all honesty. But it was pretty good watching the live stream of it. I was bored most of the time since I thought that nothing was really happening. I'm more used to like stuff happening in there and all stuff. But it was pretty nice. Especially when Lady Gaga got on. That was really cool, not gonna lie. From what I know, well, not many people know this, but Trump, before he left office, he first of all tried to make sure that certain people at death row were pretty much, killed, I guess, which is awful, and it sucks that most of the petitions and the causes that so many of us signed for ended up being useless, and that they got killed in death row. And a lot of times they were pretty innocent, and they didn't deserve it. Rest in peace to all the people that died to death row. Okay, and another thing is that he made a law, well, not a law, a bill, I think, which is pretty discriminatory against LGBTQ people. You guys already know I'm pretty much a trans lesbian. And non-binary too, so great. It sucks that this whole year 2020 went like this, and just how Trump pretty much dealt with everything, especially with the whole thing about trying to put a border, which thank God that he didn't do it, and. This is all really biased, so yeah, I'm really biased for this. What else? And the whole ICE thing. And just in general, how Trump has pretty much taken away certain LGBTQ rights. And has acted pretty racist in general sometimes. Especially with certain quotes that are offensive, which have gotten quite famous. You already know a few of them. And all that I'm hoping for this year is that everything just kind of gets a little bit better. Because as we know, Trump couldn't deal well with the coronavirus. He knew that it was coming up, but he didn't do anything about it, and he said that it was nothing to worry about right after he got it. So like, that was pretty bad too. Just in general, 2020 was a mess of political things and just being the classic 20s. Because as we all know, in the 20s, plague happens and stuff every single time. Alright, back to the whole Joe Biden thing. I went on a little rant, sorry about that. But, yeah. I'm glad that we made history with our first Latina vice president. And I believe also, I'm not sure what else. But I'm still really glad about it, in all honesty. We're progressing, that's something. It's something. And also, the poem that was recited really touched my heart, actually. It was It was pretty good. Like, really, really good. The day of the inauguration honestly made me quite happy. Because, you know, Trump is out of office and all that stuff. That won't solve all of our problems in a snap of a finger. We still have a long way to go. And we're very, very far from perfect. But hey, God bless America, I guess. I'm happy that nothing happened about like neo-Nazis or just Trump supporters in general. Well, patriots, I guess that's what they call themselves. Trying to stop it. I'm glad about that. Because what happened in Capitol Hill was just like, yeesh. Yeah, I'd be like that. I'd be like that, I guess. I can't say that. 2021 is a new year with a new president and maybe a new future. It might not be perfect because there's a long way to go to perfect. And a lot of mistakes will be made along the way, I'm sure of it. But hey, it's something. We're getting closer. And hopefully certain laws and bills get pretty much not passed so that certain people can have rights. And in all honesty, the whole taxing the rich people more, that might be good. But all I want is that just give that money to people that need it, and to schools and the arts, because we need that. In all honesty, don't just give it all to the cops and the military. Just repeat it equally. And hopefully there will be less homeless people and people that have actual houses this year. For the cutoff, got into a call and stuff. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, homeless people. I'm hoping that they get houses and that they can get the proper education so that the rate of homelessness can go down. Because we have enough houses for homeless people to live in. And I'll probably get called a commie for saying all that stuff. I don't care anymore. Call me a commie. And I hope that people get paid more for their job, because we don't, like, adults and people don't work their butts off just to get like $15. They should get paid more according to how much effort they put into it, not just because, oh, they worked, I'm gonna take all the credit and I'm gonna give all that money to myself. It shouldn't be like that. Should be all distributed well. And for people to have enough money to live and to pay rent and to get food, not to just, like, I guess, buy a pack of ramen noodles. That isn't enough. It's just, homelessness is a pretty big issue here. And I'm just hoping that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can kind of help fix it a little bit. Even if it's just a little bit. Just try to set up a road that'll lead us to the right way. That can lead to a happier USA, I guess. Which is funny, in all honesty, because I never imagined myself saying all this stuff, because I'm always like, oh, I don't like the US. Please don't attack me for that. This country is far from perfect, but hey, it's getting there slowly. It's something, I guess. It's something. Another thing that can be talked about was all the deaths of people that died from COVID. and how I hope that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris kind of try to get rid of the coronavirus, because it has taken so many lives of so many people and caused for so many people to get sick, and it's horrible. I don't know all the names of the people, but I just say rest in peace to all of them and to the families that had to go through all that. Because I know a few people that have had the coronavirus, and in all honesty, it's, from what I know, pretty bad. And people should have known that this was gonna happen and how bad it would get. I wish I did. And I wish that people did something about it sooner, and that people stopped denying the vaccines and actually wore masks. Because the masks, the point are to protect others. That's the point. So it's best to just wear it. And if you can't wear it, then please stay at home so that you don't get sick or pass the virus. Just try to not let it pretty much go rampant all over again, because it's already pretty bad. Plus, a new trace has been found out, I believe. Not exactly sure. And also, we should talk about all the deaths that happened during all the riots and all that stuff. Wish I knew all their names, but I don't. All I can say is justice for Breonna Taylor, justice for George Floyd right now. Rest in peace to the both of them. Oh god, I'm getting emotional. Woo. And I'm just hoping that, again, as I've already said, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris try to fix this even at the slightest bit. I just want for this country to get better. And I think we should probably turn this a little bit more positive and talk about how good Lady Gaga's singing was. What she sang, the anthem. Well, is it called that? I'm not exactly sure, I forgot. The national anthem, I believe. It was really good. Her singing, 10 out of 10. Her outfit, not my personal favorite, but it was pretty good. It was pretty good. And in overall, just how it went over there was pretty nice. And seeing Bernie Sanders with that drip, that was fun too. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'm just rambling on and on about different topics. But hey, that's just how it is. In general, let's just be happy that we still got democracy, and that maybe things will get better, and that maybe the country won't be in like such a state of fear constantly anymore. Hopefully 2021, hopefully things get better. Still got a whole year to go, so let's keep our hopes up and hope that Joe Biden is a good president and can help fix things and lead to the right way. I think that's all I can say today. Well, I guess today, yeah, sure. And again, reminder to drink water and eat some food and just have fun. Live your life to the fullest, because YOLO, I guess. And also, you are all beautiful and I love you all. May not know you, but you're pretty awesome. You're pretty rad.